eternity can be a very daunting concept to even think about. You know, in this life, a year or a decade can seem like a long time. But to imagine being in a place forever, where it will never end, you will be there forever. You know, that's hard for us even to wrap our mind around what that would be like. But that's a topic that our Lord speaks about often. And the reason why he speaks about it often is because it's important for us to reflect upon eternity often. You know, the reality is every day we should be thinking about eternity, or at least our own spiritual life and, you know, where we are spiritually and areas that we're struggling with and, you know, things that we could do differently. You know, it's important for us to be reflecting upon that every day, because nothing is more important than eternity. I think the most common attitude in the culture around us towards eternity is a spirit of apathy. Like, it just doesn't matter, or we don't need to think about it, or, you know, maybe hell doesn't exist, or maybe everybody goes to heaven. But there's an attitude, for whatever reason, that we just don't need to think about it. Which means it's all the more important that we form ourselves not by the culture around us, but to form ourselves by the words of Jesus Christ and what he speaks to us in Scripture. And as we look at the gospel today and Scripture in general, again and again, there is a sense of urgency. You know, where we are spiritually and what we're doing regarding the faith and our relationship with God, it matters, and it matters greatly. There is nothing more important that we should be focusing on in terms of priorities than our relationship with God. And what the gospels call us to is a deep and a total commitment to Jesus Christ. If we want proof of the urgency of the gospel message, all we have to do is look at a crucifix. You know, Jesus did not have to do that. He chose to do that, and he wouldn't have undertaken such a painful torture and execution unless the stakes were so high. You know, somebody wouldn't do that for something trivial. And so by looking at the crucifix and recognizing what our Lord went through so that our sins could be forgiven, you know, that should really convey to us a sense of the importance and the urgency of being in a right relationship with God. And so if we were to summarize today's gospel in one line, I think a good summary would be, do whatever it takes. You know, do whatever it takes to make sure that you attain the glory of heaven and avoid the punishment of hell. You know, as our Lord says, if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. And his point in using language like this is to teach us that there is nothing, absolutely nothing in this world that is so important that it's worth sacrificing eternal life for. You know, if it's something like Netflix or Facebook that keeps us from praying, delete the account. Get rid of it. You know, if there's some sport or other activity, you know, that causes us to violate the Sunday obligation and not attend Sunday Mass, then quit. You know, if our phone causes us to sin, throw it out. You know, if there's a relationship in our life that is an obstacle to our salvation and is leading us on the wrong path, end the relationship. You know, do whatever it takes to follow the path to salvation. I think as we reflect upon eternity, you know, one of the things that people can struggle with is, you know, what about those who have an addiction to a serious sin? Because there's a lot of people who want to be living a good life. They want to be living a virtuous life, but they're trapped in some sin that they just can't break away from. And they might ask themselves, well, am I going to hell? And so, you know, I would say to people in that situation, don't give up or despair. You know, discouragement is a tool of the enemy. The enemy wants us to be discouraged and to give up, because the moment we give up, he can claim his victory. And so, so don't get discouraged, and just make sure that you're doing what you should be doing in terms of the spiritual life, and don't give up the struggle. And God is not going to abandon you. You know, and so what is it that we should be doing? Well, make sure that you're going to confession frequently, as often as is necessary. and make sure that you're committed to a life of meaningful daily prayer. And if you're doing that, you know, trust that God is going to eventually deliver you and help you to attain a life of virtue. And realize that even in the midst of struggle, there can be growth in virtue. You know, as we learn to trust in the power of Jesus Christ more deeply, you know, as we learn perseverance and we learn not to get discouraged by our failures, but to keep our eyes on Christ, you know, there's ways that even as we struggle and sometimes fail in the moral life, that God can still be helping us to grow in virtue. What leads someone to hell is dying in a state of unrepentant mortal sin. If someone is truly trying to break away from sin, you know, God is not going to abandon that person. I think another reason why the concept of eternity can sometimes be uncomfortable is because I'm sure many of us, or maybe all of us, you know, have people around us that we care about that we know may not be walking the proper path or may not have embraced the faith. And it's like, well, what about their salvation? And I think, you know, a good thing for us to do in a situation like that, you know, if there's someone in our lives who we know isn't on the right path or, you know, hasn't embraced Christianity or isn't living out the faith, you know, I think a good first step for us first is to pray, you know, pray for their conversion and to pray fervently, because that prayer is what moves people's hearts, and to do penance for the person. But the next step is to ask them questions. You know, sometimes people aren't going to be open if we just start talking to them about the Christian faith. But, you know, ask them questions like, you know, do you believe in life after death? Or what do you believe about that? You know, do you believe in God? Do you believe that God exists or not? And by asking questions, if they're willing to talk, that gives us a greater sense of where they are and what they're thinking and why they're in the position that they're in. And if they say yes, you know, that they do believe in God or that they do believe in life after death, you know, that's a very good starting point. And we can follow up after that. Well, you know, how do you know, or what do you believe about the afterlife? And you can start, that's a great starting point for a conversation. And if they say no, if they say, I don't believe in the afterlife or I don't believe in God, you know, you can ask them, well, why is that? You know, when did you come to that point? Or, you know, what led you to that position? Or what evidence do you have to support that? And so that can be a very important conversation to open up just by asking questions. And you can also gauge from that whether someone's open to the faith or not. Because sometimes people have closed the door and it may not be helpful to keep, you know, pressing them on an issue, but sometimes the door is open and we just need to initiate that conversation. And so, you know, as we reflect upon the concept of eternity, you know, our Lord desires each and every one of us to attain salvation. That's what his desire is. And he offers each and every one of us the graces of conversion and the graces that we need to live the Christian faith. And so on our part, we need to recognize the urgency and the supreme importance of our spiritual life, and make sure that we are responding to the grace that the Lord gives to us.